This is December the 20th, 1992. It's a quarter to two, and we're gathered at the bookstore for a meeting with the commander. Greetings, Commander.
Just hold up a minute.
There. I wasn't ready yet.
I would accept anyone into my circle. As I lay forth truth, I hurt ones. I'm sorry for that. Because lessons are not meant to be painful or to hurt. They're for the purpose of learning and discernment. They're for the purpose of learning something which was previously unknown, or at the very least, unrecognized. It doesn't make the experience wrong. It doesn't give cause for ones to wallow and pull away and thrust back in childish behavior. As a parent and the leader of the hosts of God into your lands again at a time of evolution and evolvement of man, not just a planet, man. Back again into the oneness of the experience with the higher energies of God. I am remiss if I cannot speak truth unto my own ones. I do not denounce ones for that which they are or that which they've been. Neither will I sanction continuation of practices that supposedly by your association with me become recognized as permitted by me. I don't know how to reach you ones without bringing offense to some of you. Apparently, it is impossible. I cannot, however, allow ones to uproot and flow into this area seeking and expecting something that is not here. I cannot, do you hear me? I cannot and will not say that some practices and behaviors are fine, come on in, when they're not. That does not mean that you may not practice those behaviors. It is just that you may not call yourself one of my people and project those desires as being all right. Those things are between you and God. I am on a very physically oriented mission. We've gone through that. If you do not know that, that means that you have not studied very well. I continue as we write on subjects and topics to get a barrage of accusations, thrust, inquiries, questions about other teachers. I am still getting inquiries from one of my own radio personalities with whom I interview. What of Rumpa this, and what of Mafu, and what of ones I've never even heard of? There are billions of energy forms. I am on a mission. I don't go through the scanners to see who your personal guide is. We had a little time to play at those things during the training of a receiver. were not privileged to spend the time allotted to you by these myriads of inquiries of a personal level as to singular purpose. If your purpose is with me, I let you know it unequivocally when the time is appropriate. And just because I have not let you know could very well mean the time is not yet appropriate. I do not jeopardize the security of my people. You are a target. Check the surveillance vehicles around. They would like to kill you. Well, they don't. They don't care about killing many of you. They sure like to kill my scribe. I don't think they have any notion how serious a blunder that would be. Their disappointments as you come in and realize that your discernments maybe have been flawed, or that in your perception of your teachings and your lessons that you give too much, you allow too much. You cannot give nor allow too much. You can only receive too much. And if you are not stayed, secure, and knowledgeable, knowing within self what is your direction, you will fall prey to your own indecision. And you may not blame another for that. And sometimes in the allowing of things, while another is learning or searching, without rebuttal whatsoever, do you help them? Do you help self? Do you help anyone perceiving this? And if ones refuse to look at the truth of it, whose fault is it? Does that make me a horrid brother for giving you truth? Does that make me less your friend? These are things that only you can confront. I change not. These are your discernments and decisions. Well, but I thought, and I thought I understood. Maybe I projected it in such a way that you couldn't understand it better. I must speak to over 6 billion people. I cannot make public gatherings such as this, or writings that go out to all corners of the earth, or even unto the little group, without some apparently being offended. And again, I can only say, my heart hurts, but I will not lessen truth to meet the ego needs of any one. You are at the crossroads. You are at a time when you can reclaim. God has given you a window. God has given you an opening. And it doesn't even matter what it is. Ones are all titter, 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 titter about this cosmos thing. Most of you cannot even give me the name of the corporation in point. Well, tell us about Treasury Gate. You haven't the vaguest idea after I've told you what you're talking about. I know, because I get it back. It's wrong. Somebody didn't just dump on Mr. Buckley a whole bunch, or Tommy, whatever his name is. Tommy, we call him. I've been writing about Buckley. Tommy was hired by the President of the United States to investigate. Isn't that funny? Because the President of the United States was completely involved in it. And he did. And the reason that it's come to such public attention is because they owed Mr. Tommy something like $3 trillion in commissions. And when you don't get paid, you get pissed. Now, what in the world could you have that could produce enough, quote, money or assets to be worthy of a $3 trillion commission? But it also authenticates, doesn't it, that there must be something there. Well, what does Cosmos Seafood Energy Marketing Corp have to do with anything? Limited. Do you know what? It doesn't matter a whit. If you're not involved personally, then personally it doesn't matter anything to you financially. It does mean that we can stabilize the banks, we can stabilize the economy, we can stabilize the nation for a little while longer while you get your act together, possibly. If you're sitting and waiting for God to shower down the trillions of dollars on your head so that it can be done for you, forget it. You are given an opportunity whereby you can unite as patriots, as citizens, reclaim that Constitution and get your nation back on track. And if you do it properly, God will see to it that you have the wherewithal with which to do it. It's there. I don't have any trouble producing wealth. I have trouble getting through your brains enough for you to understand what you are about and what I'm about and what we together must be about. I am about my Father's business. And your need for gold is not a part of it. But don't you need something to stabilize your nation? Yes, you do. But simply the concept of it makes it so. And you're moving into a time where it is going to be a gross load of work. I fully intend, just as we structured this, for these places to be the central focus so that outlying centers can eventually come into the hub so that everybody's not trying to duplicate work. And sorting out the chaff from the wheat in these groups is the mammoth job of the century. You don't even know what Bo Greitz is, where he is, what he's doing, anything about him. And yet you would place your hands, your heads, into his hands. Oh, but sir, that was because you told us to do that. Ah, so. Ah, so. You go on fact. We are in a job together. I will not blow his cover, nor would I blow yours. There are some things that at any point of outlaying are not to be outlaid. Not by me. And God's delays are not God's denials. And when God makes a choice, he certainly expects some perturbations while ones find their way. It's a place of labor. It is a place of glory and joy. It is not a commune. It is not even a community as such. So you ones and all ones hearing this tape or reading have to discern what you are being told is your mission and your guidance versus what you think in your consciousness you want to do. This is not a good place to be for most ones. There is a whole nation out there needing guidance and leaders. But my thrust is never with intent to hurt. And for ones that thrust back at me, oh goodness gracious, what do you say when I fail to tell you? It's much nastier. I do everything that I can to give you what you can use upon which to discern and come out of the confusion. If you choose to stay within it, I cannot help it. We have to go on. I am not going to discuss Ramtha or Mafu when we need to reclaim your constitution. And it doesn't matter what this Joe Blow thinks about Mafu or Ramtha or Hatton. If he is for God and nation and citizen and brother, he will come into recognizing me. I don't have to worry about it. I don't care. I repeat, I do not care if Bo Bright stands toe to toe with me and calls me a viper. I don't care. He will come into his knowing when the time is appropriate. And if he is your enemy, you will come to know it. And if he is still worthy of being your leader, you will also come to know that. But you will not come to know it simply because I say, let's go do it. We will come to the discernment through the bits and pieces of information that every circumstance should be measured against. It will not fall on you like manna from heaven. And yes, manna is a very valid commodity. And we're working on it too. So if you think there is one singular item being considered here, there are so many myriads of items that you cannot even count them in the confusion of it. So I have to draw limitations. I have to draw the limitations for my own people because they get smothered in it, in the demands, in the chaos, and in the inability to afford the kind of assistance that we must have. You do not send a person in to be a translator for Russian if the person has never even heard of Russia, much less speak the language. Why would you expect God's work to be otherwise? And oh yes, there is unlimited appreciation for the willingness. It makes me sound harsh. It makes me sound harsh, and I'm not. I want you desperately to understand. That we're not a church. We cannot be. If we wanted to be, we cannot be. Do you see? They have you pegged right outside the window. They would destroy everything that we have. And for this reason, we have to insist, whether it sounds harsh or not, that it be the way it is. And you will find that they have tried every way legally possible to pull you down. And we've structured it so that they cannot so far. If they do, it will be because you've done yourself in. Through your physical, superficial desires, which will always come right back to self. When you know within, you know within. And when those decisions are made on that kind of knowledge, it will come to be. And when you ones decide that you're going to do this other, and you want badly enough to turn around your nation, you will do it. And it will not require some magical money from the Philippines or anywhere else to get it done. You will get off your duffs, get busy, and get it done. But it means reclaiming your law. I despise the term common law. It is British. It keeps you locked right into the English system. But it's all you have to go back to, upon which to base anything, because there is this image of even the patriots. It says we can't do it on the Constitution. We have to do it on the common law that recognized the Constitution. Well, it also recognized the monarchy and all parts thereof. You need to get back to constitutional law, but as long as you have common law groups all over the nation, look how hard it is. But you can do it. God has given you a window, an opening. Right now, He has blocked the bastards from everything they're trying to do. The latest is, if they don't believe, they'll even have to close the 27 banks out of the over 1,800 totally insolvent ones. What does that do to the ones they've already closed and everybody lost their shirts? But it says something is afoot, doesn't it? They can't close the banks and make the currency exchange for some reason. They sure can't. Not conveniently at all. It's easier to pull half of California into the ocean than it is to do that this day. But the cover-up is mammoth. Even Mr. Yeltsin had to get back to his capital. You have to watch what they're doing. And I will repeat something that I said. Most of the masses of people, if you get this turned around, will never know the difference if we do it right. If we do it wrong, you're all going to go into the pits of a depression like you have never known. And I don't believe that you will ever recover. Just the interest alone on the amount of assets available or stabilizing your market is being held as steady as possible. Now we have to make our integration with some pretty hostile people out there who don't really want Cosmos Seafood Energy Marketing Limited to have the first word be Cosmos. Now we've got to deal with those damn ETs again. Well, where do you think God is coming from? And where do you think He's going to? You are a part of the cosmos. Why should a brother from outer limits of the cosmos fix your cosmic problems. So you better think about that very carefully. We who went before thought very carefully about where you would be this day and provided what you would need. And we can still provide what you need. But we're only here to show you the way. We're not here to do it for you. And that makes me a grumpy old grandpa, you know. Well, that's not very nice right here at Christmas. Where is my money? Give me my money and I'll show you how fast I can fix it. You don't fix anything with money. You're going to fix things by claiming your God power over the adversary, but you're not going to fix anything. Well, most of you will never come into the understanding of that power, and almost none of you will come into the full understanding. But you will come into this much understanding, and that is, if you do not make that your number one goal on your way to becoming one again with God, it will not happen. And the minute it becomes your goal, you'll find a way, and that will have to happen. It's a period of adjustment. Each day is a new revelation. It's a new gift. It's a new day of grace. And you pay with a whole day of your life experience. I wonder if it's worth it. I wonder if it's worth it. The cost of that day for whatever you might do in it. And I have to repeat, if you go by ritualistic experience in an effort to get to heaven, you ain't gonna make it. Because ritualistic experience is something absolutely solely, S-O-L-E-L-Y, a physical expression. There is not one item of physical expression that will get your soul anywhere. So my mission gets very large indeed. And if one's practice in these games of hocus pocus, it's fun to read your fortune every day. It's fun to read your fortune cookie. It's fun to say, well, I'm a white witch. I'm not a black witch. I only do white witchcraft. I don't do black witchcraft. You have just limited yourself into the land of witches and stated that it is through the hocus pocus route that you have your intention of reaching where? You won't reach God that way. It doesn't mean that the experience was necessarily bad. It could have been very fun. It just says your direction is a little misguided. When you want to pass on over into the higher understanding of being one with God, you have to give up the idea that you can do it with smoke rings and chicken feathers. The chicken has a much higher purpose than that. And you'll never do it with one drop of blood. Not one. I don't care who that blood belongs to. That is a physical expression. And when you come into oneness with God, it's going to be totally spiritual, an energy form. Well, do I have to do that? No, you surely do not have to do that. But I am curious as to why you would want to even be in my presence if you wouldn't kind of hanker to do that. You know, there's got to be a more fun game in town. Well, in Tehachapi, I'm not sure. I want you to enjoy the things of this world. For goodness sakes, you were put here, precious ones, to experience. Can you not bring the beauty out of it? A season of celebration. Can you not give that unlimited love? But do it properly. Allowing ones to remain ignorant or to even utilize you for their purposes in lack of understanding. Is that wise? You're looking for wisdom, not being. But you will say, you have told us over and over and over that God allows. Yes, sir, and so do I. And so do you. But does that mean that you get no guidance? Does that mean that I will allow you just to go be ignorant? Not my choice. I have to allow it if that's your choice. But I offer the alternative. And believe me, you are dealing with some extremely important alternatives. And you toy with an alternative that when confronted with it at that level of soul standing in front of God, you're going to wish you'd not chosen that one. I know, I've seen it. I've experienced it, I've expressed it. But you certainly have a right to do it. And you can do it right under my nose as long as you do not hurt another one or pull that one from their path through your insistence that your way is the correct way. Because if you believe that to be so, then don't be here. No one forces you to be here. Why would you, believing something totally different, want to be in this expression? Could it be because somewhere at some level you know that what we bring is truth? It's not as much fun as those weekend seminars and love-ins. On the other hand, you don't have much time left for those, and they're going out of style rapidly. As this world begins to be cleaned up and set straight, you're going to find those things that brought you no satisfaction at any level will be moved farther away from you. Do we have anything pertinent from Soltech that might be shared?
No, we do not. Not this week so far, Commander.
All right. EJ, maybe if you would read today's then. We've got to face it. And we've got to begin to make some plans, if you will, how we integrate. Actually, they're already underway. Ones have been asked to contact various and sundry ones. And the questions that you're going to have as a group, what can I do? We keep doing exactly what we're doing. And then we get in contact with those outlying groups so that we can get unified and have a central focus. Readers out there in this kind of a circumstance of world affairs cannot afford 14 Patriot journals. But you certainly could unify, produce one journal more often so that you cover all information, and then you get a movement going. It doesn't help to have 36 boxes of case study from common law or anywhere else sent to another Patriot group who doesn't have anybody even to look at them. They need to be focused and funneled back through to the Constitutional Law Center and ones acquired from out there who have already been working on this problem in a network that relieves everyone and has a central focus with enough power to be heard. Why don't you read that and then we can discuss it a little bit.
Sunday, December the 20th, 1992. Light, goodness, and do it for me. The mind can only think upon one subject at a given moment in consciousness. The subconscious, however, processes all data to which exposed, the higher consciousness holds all-knowing. So wherein do you dwell? In which mind do you spend all of your time in experience? If you allow your knowing to guide all actions, your subconscious to set the stage and orchestrate such actions, and your conscious mind to sort and visualize data as activities and information flow, then and only then can you move into the path of limitless but wondrous movement towards perfection and experience. What do I get fed back to me? Well, first of all, boy, I sure hope Treasury Gate is real and I get a bunch of money, because that will fix everything. Boy, that will fix absolutely nothing. And I sure do hope this Cosmo thing is real, because that means the Cosmos cadets have supplied us with all that gold, and the Patriots will clean up the mess, and boy, will I have it made. You won't have anything if you don't get off your assets and join the action. Most of the masses, and many of you who even think you understand, will continue to think you have simply fallen into better times physically and will again drift spiritually into the pits. If it goes well for you, you will thank the physical egos of men who pulled it off. If it goes badly, you will blame God. Therefore, it is what you do with that which is given which will make or break you, your nation, and your planet. Cosmos crew. I and my brothers are the cosmos crew of this equation. Wouldn't it be grand if others, if quote, if, correction, ones other than the very inside top receivers knew that. To you who listen and join in with even these telephone conferences, how does another listening on a phone line know who you are? Then why is it so difficult to understand who I might be? If one of the participants speaks Slobovian Zulu, would you think it strange to have a translator? Then why think ye strange that I have translators? Do you or any of the groups in participation have to listen to me? Yes. I am present in the order of sequence, sent by higher source to respond. When we work as a team, then and only then will the plan come into its glory of unfoldment. That doesn't mean you have to see anything save truth. The adversarial workers are becoming ensnared in their own webs as we block their movements in secret ongoing of the evil in many, many places of experience. However, if you turn only to the water in the bath and ignore the baby, you err greatly. Do I have purpose in such a seemingly superficial presentation here? Indeed, you must turn from that which you want, erroneously think, which is often not even worthy of your time spent, and into participation in a unified front which acts in peace but allows not usurpation by would-be kings and radicals in their own right.
Let me have a word here. Padre shared with us, you know, on EJ's birthday, a little bit of humor, you know. Father Aton spoke to me last night, he said. Well, there were a great many words of wisdom that were exchanged. And then in sharing with one who had called from great distance back from the East Coast to visit with EJ, this one shared a little bit of a parable that was given by Satya Sai Baba. He wanted to explain to ones who can't believe that God would come again onto this place, that God would actually love this world enough to come himself to help you out of the pits. And so he expressed it with this parable. And maybe I won't do so well with it, but I certainly have the image of it. There was a king, and there were many philosophers. And one of the philosophers was quarreling over whether or not God would come to this world. What was God? Who was he? And would he stoop to coming into the midst of man? And this quarrel went on for some great time, and they were going to some council meetings, and they needed to take a boat ride to reach their destination. And this one philosopher was in such bad grace of this king for his heretic approach to what God would and would not do, that of course differed from the king's view, that he was literally in the circumstance of being beheaded if he didn't come around into this proper way of thinking. So unbeknownst to the king, the philosopher fashioned a doll, life size, in the image of the king's son. And when he had it perfected so that its appearance would be mistaken, he threw it overboard and let it bobble out there, right away behind the boat. And then he screamed, "The king's son is overboard." There wasn't a moment's hesitation. The king stripped off his robe and threw himself into the water to retrieve his son. And when he was safely back on board, the philosopher saw his fury in the king's eyes, who felt he had been duped. And he said, "But, sire, you could have sent anyone from this boat to go and help that child or dummy, whichever it be. But you see, sir, when it is your child, you will go yourself. Your father has come again to bring you home into safety. Don't forget it for a minute, because you are important enough to do it himself. So go."
Thank you.